This is a question about science and a guru. Does a Prema Bhakta, does he know everything about the material world? If a Prema Bhakta doesn't know about the science and the material world, how can we consider the Prema Bhakta or the Guru to be authoritative? One accepts the Guru to understand Krishna and his creation and the purpose of life and the process to realize God. You may have thought that the Guru had the answers to all the questions of modern science, the puzzle of modern sciences. Many disciples carry this misconception in their minds. They think that a pure devotee knows everything, because Shastras sometimes describe the pure devotee as Sarvajna, which means omniscient. However, the word sarvajna means all-knowing, does not mean one who knows everything. Even God, even Krishna, does know everything. If Krishna is indeed unlimited, Krishna cannot be all-knowing, omniscient, because anything unlimited cannot be known completely. No one fully knows Krishna, not even Krishna himself. The true meaning of sarvajna means one who knows everything one needs to know. That is the true meaning. So if you apply this to a pure devotee, to your guru, it means the same. The guru knows everything he wants and needs to know, which means he knows everything he needs to know about bhakti. He may not know different formulas and puzzles and tricks of science, but that's the duty of the scientists. When Krishna speaks about the Guru in Gita, or when you read in other scriptures, there's no mention that the Guru has to have knowledge of material sciences. Nobody approaches the Guru, nor should they, to learn about science. The function of the Guru is to teach what you cannot learn from any scientist, now or in the future. When there's an area of authority which is the Guru is proficient in, but not in science, one should not believe that the Guru knows everything. Such a belief can only bring frustration or lead to fanaticism. These types of questions arise only when one does not have true faith in the Guru. When such questions arise, it implies that a person doesn't have faith. The biggest problem for people who come to spiritual life is a lack of faith. Most people have flimsy, weak faith. Because of this, disciples sometimes become inimical even towards a guru. Our modern-day childhood and upbringing is against faith. So it's expected that people have problems with faith. Generally.